Welcome to All My Children Wear Fur Coats with Peggy Hoyt. Our goal is to keep loved pets in loving homes by educating pet parents about the importance of ensuring every pet has a forever home. For more information about creating a legacy for your pet or to listen to archive shows, visit animalcaretrustusa.org or legacyforyourpet.com. Join your host, author, estate planning attorney, and animal advocate, Peggy Hoyt.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to All My Children Wear Fur Coats. I'm your host, Peggy Hoyt, and this show is brought to you by the law offices of Hoyt and Bryan, where we create estate plans for pets and their people. Also brought to you by Animal Care Trust USA, a national nonprofit organization dedicated to keeping loved pets in loving homes. We do this by educating pet parents about the importance of getting a pet trust for their loved pets. We can also provide trustee services. And today, we are very happy to welcome to the show Dr. Angelique Barbara. She is the founder of Angels Animals LLC. And welcome to the show, Dr. Angel.
Thank you. Very happy to be here.
Yeah, very happy to have you. All right. So Dr. Angelique Barbara, also affectionately referred to as Dr. Angel by many of her clients, is a doctor of chiropractic who holds additional degrees in veterinary science, equine science, and veterinary pathobiology. Dr. Angel has been passionate about animals her entire life and has spent the majority of her life studying animals both in the classroom and in the field. She developed her first animal bodywork seminar in 2009. And since that time, her seminars have grown both in number and popularity, and she has fine-tuned her seminars and techniques to optimize the learning experience. Dr. Angel was one of the first practitioners to start utilizing kinesiology tape on animals, and she was so impressed with the results that she decided to develop an entire seminar dedicated to the taping applications she developed. Her background in both the clinical and research animal healthcare world, as well as her experience as a human chiropractor, gave her a unique perspective on animal bodywork, which is evident in her courses. I can't wait to learn more. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you.
I love it when people can take something that they love about people and then translate that into animals. And obviously you have both of those passions. Animals are better though, right?
In my opinion. I love working with people too, but the animals are, they're not as complicated. They don't hold a lot of the emotional baggage that people have associated with a lot of their discomfort and disease. So sometimes it's a lot easier to see results in animals. They respond a little bit quicker. And then also we don't have to deal with insurance and things of that nature, which makes it easier.
Well, that's true, right? But then the harder thing with animals is that they can't always tell you exactly what's wrong with them.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. A lot of times it would be nice if you could just say like, exactly where does this hurt and for how long and what makes it feel better? But yeah, so you have to learn how to read their body language and kind of be in tune with what they're showing you. And a lot of owners really are in tune with their animals. So it helps when they can describe what's been going on.
That is really nice. And animals are often so stoic though, that sometimes we don't know that they're in pain when they may have been suffering for a while.
They can be, especially when we deal with horses and other prey animals. They tend to be very stoic because they don't want predators in nature to know that there's something wrong with them. So oftentimes they don't show you anything until it's pretty bad at that point. So,
well, that makes sense. And I think a lot of people maybe don't know that horses really are prey animals. We think of them as being these big, large animals when really they're these frightened little creatures that that run first and ask questions later.
Yep.
But that makes them fun because they're always a challenge.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell me about some of the courses that you offer, because if we go online to holisticanimalstudies.org, it looks like the list is extensive.
Yeah, we do have a lot. When I first started out, I actually started with my body alignment course. Because initially I was just teaching to chiropractors, but the technique that I developed is actually approved through the National Massage Board. So it's actually a soft tissue, indirect body alignment technique, which is pretty cool because it allows massage therapists and other people to utilize the technique as well. So that was the first one that I started with. And then I added on the kinesiology taping courses because that was another thing that I was doing a lot of back in the day. And then from there, we added on the massage therapy certification courses, also massage courses for both dog and horse owners that just want to learn how to do it on their animals. And then we've just kind of added from there to the cranial sacral therapy. We have Reiki, we have holistic nutrition courses, whole bunch of different stuff, cold laser therapy. So we've just kind of been continually adding to it. So
do you feel like you spend your whole life online?
A lot of it, more so, especially when I was first building the program, I was like spending most of the day on the computer. At least now I have some really good teaching assistants and people that work with me that kind of take a bit of that burden off so I can do other things as well.
So what is your most popular course for a pet owner like myself, somebody who might have horses, dogs, and cats?
Yeah, usually it's our massage course. So that would be the owner's massage. And then we also do have a kinesiology taping course that's a non-certification course that owners can take as well. And for people that aren't familiar, kinesiology tape is an athletic sticky tape. So you'll often see it if you watch any kind of sports, you'll see it like on shoulders, on knees, on backs. And we can actually use this on animals as well. So it's a really cool tool to have, especially if you have a massage practice. It's a way to kind of leave longer lasting effects on that animal in between sessions. Or if you're just an owner that wants to utilize it, it can reduce pain naturally. It's a natural pain reducer. It also provides support, and it can even reduce inflammation depending on how we cut it and how we apply it. So it's got a lot of different applications. It's really safe and it's really effective. So it's a pretty cool tool to have.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever heard of that before, translate from the human world into the animal world.
Yeah, it's getting more popular, especially with horses, but we are utilizing it more on small animals as well.
So even with dogs and cats that have fur, it still works with them?
Yeah, if they have a very, very long coat, we recommend clipping it back to kind of more like medium length, because what happens is the tape will lift the hair of the animal. And that lift creates a lifting of the underlying skin. So that's how you get your decompressive effect. And as long as there's a lift, you're going to get the results you're looking for. If the hair is so long that you're not getting that lift, then you just got to trim it back. We don't recommend shaving it all the way down, but just trimming it enough so that you can get that hair lift.
Yeah, that makes sense. I would not have thought about. So you mentioned something that people maybe don't know anything about either, which is cold laser therapy. What's that?
Cold laser therapy is the use of a laser. They call it cold, not because it emits any kind of coolness, but it's not a hot laser in the sense that it's not a surgical laser. But basically, it's lights that stimulate the body at a cellular level. It'll stimulate mainly the mitochondria to produce more ATP, which is the body's energy source. And this is going to promote healing. So it really speeds up healing. A lot of veterinarians actually have cold lasers in their practices now. It's getting more common. So you can bring your animal in post-surgery and get cold laser therapy. Or if you have a dog with like an ACL tear, oftentimes they'll recommend that to help with healing. But there are also lasers that you can utilize at home. So there's different classes of lasers. Usually most vets will have a class 4. There's also a class 3B that a lot of massage therapists will carry. And owners can actually purchase class 3Bs too. So I have a course that teaches you how to use both a class 3B, a class 4, and red light pads, which is similar, but it's a pad that has red lights on it. So we go over different protocols on how you would use those depending on what the animal has.
And are these cold laser therapy tools, are they becoming more cost effective? And
definitely. Yeah, okay. The class 4 ones are still pretty expensive, like in the thousands, depending on which one you're utilizing. But you can get handheld class 3Bs now for like $300. So there's still kind of a broad range of that, but you can get really decent ones for a few hundred dollars, which is definitely more doable than those big expensive $10,000 class 4 lasers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and then you also teach animal Reiki, and I've always had an interest in Reiki. So tell our listeners a little bit about what Reiki is.
Yeah, so Reiki is an energy healing technique that was developed in Japan. And basically, it's a way of, you can either put your hands on the animal, you can hold your hands over the animal, or you can even do it distantly. You can do it over many, many miles, just looking at a picture of the animal, but you're basically sending healing energy to that animal. And the energy is intuitive. It knows where it needs to go and it knows what the animal needs. And it's a pretty cool technique. I think a lot of my practitioners do incorporate some kind of energy work, even if they're doing hands-on massage or body alignment or whatever they're doing, there's always an energy component to it. And one thing that I stress in my courses is a lot of what we're doing, it's going to be successful regardless of what technique you're utilizing if you have the right intentions. So if you know how to set your intentions, if you know how to ground yourself, kind of meditate and focus on what you're trying to accomplish, no matter what technique you're utilizing, you'll get better results if you can just put that intention out there.
Well, and I think more and more we want to learn about that because we hear more about it. And I think we're becoming more sensitive as a community, as a world, and thinking about positivity and being grateful and setting yep, those kinds definitely. Of intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you surround yourself with that on a daily basis, because in addition to your professional work, you also have a heart for animals where you have your animal sanctuary. So mm-hmm. talk about the animal sanctuary as well.
Yeah. So I started trying to give back to animals by donating and doing what I could for other rescues. And then I found myself in a situation where I had some extra land on my property because I do raise my own horses as well. And people were just reaching out to me saying, can you take these orphan goats, or can you, you know, help this horse, or, you know, things of that nature. So I started saying, okay. Cause I do want to give back to them. I feel like my whole career has been basically dedicated to animals, and the more I can do to help them, the better. So I started doing that, and it just grew. So I started a nonprofit. It's been a little over a year since we've officially had the nonprofit, but yeah, it's grown. We have everything from a big retired Amish plow horse to little miniature horses to a giant African tortoise, rabbits, dogs and cats, all kinds of stuff. So yeah, it's a very good energy on the property having all these animals that are here and enjoying their lives and having a second life, where they were kind of at the end of their road and very sick and very ill and kind of mentally not in a good place, and then to see them get better both mentally and physically, it's very rewarding.
Sure. And then you said you have some new pigs that have joined you at the farm.
Yeah, we have one that's been here for almost 2 years. He's our old fat guy. We call him the old grumpy man, Dexter. But then we have two newer pigs that came recently. That's one actually came all the way down from Ohio. Her name's Olive. Her owners were getting divorced, and she originally lived in Florida, and she didn't like the cold weather up there, so they thought a Florida home would be best for her. And then we have little Hamlet, who's one of my favorites. He's such a sweet little guy. He's only a year and a half, but he's actually taller than Olive. He's going to be a little bit bigger, but he very sweet, loves his belly rubs and loves attention. So yeah, they're cute.
Pigs are really interesting personalities, aren't they?
They are. They're actually, a lot of people don't know this, but pigs are the fifth smartest animal as far as IQ. They are smarter than dogs and cats usually. If you test their IQ, they rank a little bit higher than a 3-year-old child. So they're actually quite intelligent. You can teach them tricks. They remember things. They're clean animals. They actually can't sweat. A lot of people say, like, I'm sweating like a pig, but pigs can't sweat, which is why you often see them laying in mud and water, because that's how they cool off when it's hot. But yeah,
especially here in Florida, right?
Yes, definitely.
Well, I wanted folks to know that I first met you at a yoga retreat, actually. And I think you were doing that as a fundraiser for the animal sanctuary, and just happened to get invited kind of at the last minute. And I was happy that I was able to go and make your acquaintance and see your farm and all the wonderful things you're doing out there.
Yeah, we actually have an event coming up for Christmas, if anybody's interested. It's a Christmas market. So it's here on the property as well. You can come out, meet the animals. We have a different band every hour. We'll have vendors. Santa will be here taking pictures. So that's Saturday, December 9th from noon to 5 p.m.
Saturday, December 9th. Okay. I thought I had missed it, so I'm glad that I did not. I was thinking that it was Saturday, November 4th. So good. Okay. So I hope that, I hope that anybody who's local will join us. And if you can't join us in person, you can join us in spirit and support the organization by visiting angelsanimalsanctuary.org, where I'm sure you can donate online.
Yeah. And if you click on events, there's more information about the Christmas market there.
And you try to do something periodically anyway out at the farm, isn't that right?
We do. Yeah. We try to get people out here because we feel like you can donate to animal rescues, but a lot of times you don't really know where the money's going or what they're doing with it. So we like when people can come out, we'll give them a tour. They can meet the animals. They can hear their stories. And a lot of times they can even see their transformation. I mean, people that came to our April event that are going to come back to the Christmas one and see Harley, the draft horse, are going to be amazed at how good he looks because he was skin and bones and pretty sick during the last event. So,
oh my gosh.
Definitely come a long way.
Well, and then you mentioned that you also just got in a naked guinea pig. So all kinds of animals show up on your plate.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely a lot of different things.
And most of them, when they go there, it's not like we're asking people to adopt, because when people go there or these animals arrive there, they generally stay there.
Yeah. So a lot of times we're getting older animals, like this guinea pig, for example. He was, a girl had purchased two of them back in the day. And then she graduated from high school, moved away from home, left them with the mom. So they're getting older. One of them has already passed away, probably of old age. And the mom just really wasn't sure how to care for this one. So brought him by. Poor thing. His toenails were so long, they were twisted onto each other. So he couldn't even actually open, like separate his toes. Like it was pretty bad. So got his toenails clipped, gave him a bath. A lot of people don't know this, but guinea pigs that are not neutered have like a pocket up under their scrotum that collects a lot of debris and stuff. So you have to clean that out. So we got them all cleaned up. And he's a happy little guy. But the thing with a lot of these animals is we don't know how much longer they have, because a lot of times they're in their last years of life or months or however long they have. So yeah, we just try to keep them here for the remainder of their days and let them know that they have a safe, loving home and let them live out the rest of their days here.
Well, that's so nice and so important for them, because I feel like sometimes animals get shuffled, you know, from one place to another. They're not sure where they're going to end up next. And yet they do such a much better job than we do as humans of appreciating where they are, who they're with, living in the moment, and just being really grateful for whatever love and affection you're willing to give them.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. And we do also, if there's anybody local that would ever like to come out and volunteer, especially if you have animal experience, we do have a lot of animals out here. And while we do have volunteers and we have workers and stuff, the more people that can come and just spend time with them, the better, because they do like that human interaction and attention.
Absolutely. So if you had to guess, how many horses do you have out there at the moment?
I think we have 11 full size and 4 miniatures.
Okay. Yeah. That's getting to be quite a daily activity list.
Yep.
So tell us some other things that we should know about. Well, I'm looking at your list of courses, and aromatherapy. That sounds like another thing that pet owners might really be interested in.
Yeah, aromatherapy is really, it's a cool way to try to influence the animal's health. And for those who don't know, it's through the use of essential oils. So the animals can either just smell them and it can change their mood. It can, you know, improve attitude. A lot of times with the horses, if they're nervous during a session, we just let them sniff a little lavender or a little peppermint and it calms them down. But you can also use it during massages. Like you can rub it on them and that will have basically an effect on the muscles. It can relax them a bit more than if you were just massaging without it. And you can also give it orally, which a lot of people don't do that, but we do talk about it in the course, how you would give it orally and how that would affect the animal as well.
Okay. And then you've got a blog going on where people can get a lot more information if they want to study up on some of the
Definitely. We have a lot of stuff on the blog. So anything that they have questions about, there's definitely a lot of information on there. And right now we only have a equine aromatherapy course, but we are working on a small animal one, which should be coming out probably in about January or February.
Okay. And then talk about your certification courses for people who might be interested in becoming a certified something.
Yeah. So basically where you would start is with one of our massage certifications. So you'd either do canine or equine massage certification. And once you get our certification, it allows you to become a member of the International Association of Animal Massage and Body Workers. And they will provide you with liability insurance options. So then you can start practicing basically once you have that certification. And then if you want to add to that, then you're eligible to take any of our other certification courses. As I mentioned, that could include kinesiology taping, cranial sacral therapy, the cold laser therapy, the aromatherapy. Like, you can add any of those modalities then to your practice.
And then that's a great way for a person who loves animals to really build a career out of their passion as well.
Definitely. Most definitely. Yeah. We have people that either just focus on small animals, because we do also have a feline bodywork course with, for those who want to incorporate cats into their practice. And then we have people that just do horses. And then we have people that do it all. They'll take all three of the certifications and work on pretty much any kind of animal.
Wow. That's ambitious, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So our program, it takes, it's actually quite comprehensive. It's a self-paced, so people can work at their own pace. Those who put a good amount of time into it can usually complete it in about 3 to 4 months. That's just the one certification massage course. Those who don't put that much time into it, sometimes they can take a year or more to complete it. So it just kind of depends on how much time you have to set aside for it. And then the other courses will take usually about a month or so to complete the certifications for those, for each of them.
And then is there ongoing continuing education for those folks as well?
Not through us. We don't have any requirements where they have to continue taking courses in order to keep up their certification. But if they were to become a member of the International Association of Animal Massage and Body Workers, they would have to do continuing education through them to maintain their membership.
Okay, awesome.
And most of our courses are approved for continuing education. So if they wanted to take, like, say, our animal Reiki course as part of their continuing education, they can do that.
That's awesome. Well, I'm just having fun talking to you and bouncing around on your website and looking at all this stuff that I didn't necessarily know anything about. And so now I have another question. What is ozone therapy?
So ozone is pretty cool. My sister actually developed that course. So my sister is Dr. Serena Barber. She's a veterinarian at Florida Wild in DeLand. And she's actually one of the first vets to be certified in the therapy, because it's normally used on people. So it's the use of ozone. Basically, you can either inject it into a joint. You can actually put it into the bloodstream. You can do rectal injection of it, where you actually put it up into the rectum. There's a lot of different things you can do with it, but it boosts healing. We actually had a dog, one of our sanctuary dogs, who had pancreatitis really, really bad. And she used ozone on him and brought him back. Whereas a lot of vets would have said he's too far gone and we need to euthanize him. And it was able to get the inflammation down enough to give him a chance and get his pancreas back under control. So it's really neat. So she's developed, along with Dr. Erin Holder, a bunch of protocols. So she put that course together to try to teach other veterinarians how to integrate ozone therapy into their practices.
Wow, that's really interesting, because I never even heard of it. We just hear about, you know, the disappearing ozone layer or something from using too many fluorocarbons.
Yeah. And anyone who's interested, I do have a blog on my website that explains ozone therapy in more detail. But yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. My aunt actually she had stage 4 lung cancer, but it's luckily gone down since then. But that was one of the treatments that they did at the clinic she went to out in Arizona, was ozone therapy as well. So it is being utilized, especially with a lot of cancer patients.
Wow. That's giving me an idea. I have a cat that has lung cancer. Do you think that could help him?
You should go see my sister. Yeah. You should ask her at Florida Wild, because she'll definitely come up with a protocol for you.
Okay, that sounds really cool. Well, I love it when sisters have shared passions as well. So it's really lovely that you and your sister can share that and yet be in the same community almost.
Yeah, it is really cool.
Well, what else would you have us know about our little furry friends that we call our children, that are really the most important members of our family, because they never grow up, they never talk back. And we have this lifetime dedication to taking care of them.
Yeah, I think a lot of owners just don't realize that as their animals age, a lot of them do end up with arthritis and different, you know, body pains and aches, similar to people. And there are other treatments out there. You don't just have to go and get medication. to mask the symptoms. So if they're open to it, they should definitely look into the different kinds of animal body work. Like their dogs and cats even can benefit from massages. They can benefit from cold laser therapy. They can benefit from the ozone therapy or Reiki, even if they want to, you know, practice Reiki at home. Reiki also for the end of life. I mean, I've had hospice dogs here who were at the end of their time and they're passing, and being able to provide them with that loving Reiki energy as they pass is, it's a very beautiful, comforting thing. So
that definitely is very comforting.
Yeah.
Especially now when I feel like more families are opting to do the in-home euthanasia as opposed to the in-clinic.
Yeah. Which I recommend. It's a lot easier on the animal to pass at home.
Well, surrounded by their friends and family and their comfort surroundings. And yeah, I can see that as being a real benefit for them. Well, I just feel like we're so fortunate today to be able to talk to you, Dr. Angel, and to learn about things that we might have never even thought about. Ozone therapy, aromatherapy. I mean, maybe one of our listeners is thinking about getting certified in massage or Reiki. I just think it all sounds like so much fun and interesting. And just one more thing that we can do for our animals to make their lives better.
Definitely. And it is a growing field. There's more people looking for practitioners. So definitely there's an opportunity there to do something that you love and make money doing it. So
that's terrific. Well, we thank you very, very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and sharing with us. And we hope folks will visit your websites, holisticanimalstudies.org, and then the sanctuary as well, angelsanimalsanctuary.org. And don't forget, you can come out for the Christmas market on Saturday, December the 9th, if you're so inclined, and meet some of the animals and do some Christmas shopping at the same time.
Yep, that would be great. I would love to see everybody there.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, thank you to my listeners. And you know my saying, until there are none, please adopt one. And we hope to see you next week. Each and every time we get together, it's always something new and interesting. And until next time, happy tales.
Thank you for joining us on All My Children Wear Fur Coats with your host, Peggy Hoyt. We hope you learned something valuable for the benefit of your pet. We want to keep loved pets in loving homes by educating pet parents about the importance of ensuring every pet has a forever home. Get more information about creating a legacy for your pet at animalcaretrustusa.org or legacyforyourpet.com. Buy a copy of All My Children Wear Fur Coats, How to Leave a Legacy for Your Pet on Amazon. Join our email list or make a donation. Pet professionals and advisors are invited to join our trusted advisor network. Until next time, happy tales!